Curry's site seemed to prove it all. But other paleontologists were not yet convinced.
Bone beds are very tantalizing because you have a tremendous number of bones in one single layer. And it's very tempting to look at that as evidence for a whole herd of these animals living in one place at one time. There are times when the bone bed information, I think, supports that interpretation, but there are times when it does not.
Before anyone would accept Curry's evidence, he would have to verify some key details about the dig site.
A collection of bones in a bone bed doesn't automatically mean we're looking at a collection of animals that live together. Sometimes bone beds accumulate from large areas of the land where floods have brought all kinds of animal remains together and mixed them up. So you might be looking at an accumulation of many different animals from miles and miles away.
This was the first problem. Floodwaters spreading across the plains could have washed together the remains of several unrelated tyrannosaurs. Buried in the same place millions of years ago, today they might look like a pack.